Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
There you go. That is AJ Hinch following last night's game. And Stephen Kwan. Yep, Stephen Kwan has just been out there saving run after run after run. The Tigers get shut out. And look, you're going to play good teams. You got to overcome it. They did hit the ball hard quite a bit last night, and they're starting pitching. Some of the key guys, Mize and Flaherty, have been pitching better. But at the end of the day, they keep losing games. And that's what matters. All these little metrics and things that they could do well are things that can lead to winning, which is why my panic meter, Scott, right now is currently at a 2.5.
2.5, huh?
2.5 on a scale of 1 to 12. What are you at?
I am at, going into today's game, I am at about a 4.
Gators at a 4.0.
It's not that high. And if the Tigers win, then it drops down to like a 1.5. I mean, this is kind of a pivotal game for me, because if they lose, that number just drops down to trouble. You know, 3.5 game lead. You still have 3 games against Cleveland to play next week. That's concerning. So that's where I'm at. You know, you heard Costa say this morning that he's, 3.8 or whatever it was, and that if they lose,
3.87.
Yeah, and he said it depends on what happens with today. And I totally agree with that. But that's why I say going into it, I'm, about a 4. I'm about the same as Jim. But I'll be concerned. I'll be a little panicked if they lose today.
Kang, what are you at?
Well, the context of the question of panic meter, to make the playoffs, do something in the playoffs, I just want to be sure before I give my my number.
Yeah, I mean, it's all-encompassing. But, yeah, I mean, I guess we start with winning the division.
Oh, for winning the division, yeah, I'm like where Greg was, pie.
Right. Okay.
3.14.
3.14. Yeah. You know, the thing about it is, the starting pitchers, right? If they don't make the playoff, no. If they somehow blow this, right? And the starting pitchers, the big concern that we had, 2 and 3, Mize hadn't been bad, Flaherty hadn't been bad. It's like one of the things that we've asked to come around might be coming around as their lead is piddling away.
Well, the problem is that, and this is the problem typically with teams throughout a season, is it's rare that you get everything clicking on all cylinders at the same time. So while the starting pitching's going, the bullpen is starting to fray a little bit, and the lineup is not, scoring as much as you'd like. Yeah, they had the 2 blow-up games against the Yankees, but since then, a little sporadic here, and it's a very short sample size since the Yankees series, but that's where we're at. I mean, that's how things work.
So something really interesting today that AJ Hinch told our morning show, he said when Scuba went out to throw his pen on Monday, I think it was, he said he really pushed himself. So, I mean, from a standpoint of is he healthy, that would be elite good news, right? If he is healthy. And I'm going to tell you something about today. This entire season, we have taken calls from people going, I don't understand why they took Scooble out after 88 pitches. I don't understand why they took Scooble out after 85 pitches. Let me tell you something. You take Scooble out in May after 88 pitches, or in June after 85 pitches, so that today you can leave him in there a little bit longer. Provided he is back to 100% and that health scare was nothing more than some sort of weird human body glitch. today's the day you throw him 105. Like, today's the day you ask him to give you, yeah, we need you to go out and start the eighth as well. Right? I mean, that this is what you've been saving up, rationing innings for Scooble for, if he's 100% healthy. The whole panic meter thing goes off the charts if anything goes wrong health-wise today.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, isn't this – this is a game. This is a – everybody needs to calm the F down. I got this classic JV start. Scooble's got to play that role. And, you know, we had Scooble going into Game 5 of the ALDS last year, right? Didn't work. Scooble owes these MFers. He owes these MFers. In a big game like this, snuff out some hope.
Well, didn't he have a big game against Cleveland earlier this year? Like, early in the season. The Tigers, I thought AJ was describing it. They lost the first couple games of the series. And then Scooble comes out, pitches a gem. They win the game, and then they have to play at Cleveland after that, and then the Tigers sweep them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about stakes here, right? The stakes in an early season game.
No, but all I'm saying is that, like, we've seen this before. Like, this is a similar situation where the Tigers have lost the first two games of a series against Cleveland. Now you've got a Scooble start to stop it, and then you're going to play Cleveland again next week. And, you know, if they can do the same thing they did earlier in the year, then easy peasy, right?
I want Cleveland to understand, like, okay, you got Scooble last year in a huge game. Today's a huge game. Scooble owes these MFers in a big game. And I am getting sick of them. They are irritating. And I'm like, yeah, Rocchio. It's all coming back.
That guy.
But this is one of those games that the free agent to be is going to command massive free agent money, probably regardless of what happens today. But these are the kind of games that you want this guy for. And I mean, it doesn't snuff out all hope, but it really does appear to get him back in a good spot. But I mean, last night was frustrating, right?
Oh, it was totally frustrating. It's frustrating when, you know, you get down with two strikes and then the pitcher just expands the zone and the Tiger hitters can't lay off of it. Or, you know, the strike zone is inconsistent from the home plate umpire anyway for both teams. He's just not very good. It's frustrating when you do make good contact with the ball and you get nothing to show for it because Stephen Kwan's chasing everything down no matter where it is. Yeah, very frustrating. And then you go into a ninth inning and you haven't scored.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Hobbs. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Hobbs.
What's up, fellas? I'm actually right by Comerica Park. I might try to go to this game. I think this is a great spot. I would love to see top of 9, 2-1 Tigers and Scooble's at 96 pitches or 101. I think AJ just, you know, goes by. If I'm sure Scoobs is going to be pumped up beyond belief today. And I think you just go off him. And I don't think we're going to be able to re-sign him anyway, so I'm looking to get what's left in the tank today for sure. So go Tigers.
On a scale of 1 to 12, where are you on the panic meter?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
You know, I mean, the best part about the Diamondbacks back in the day is, you know, Randy had Schilling. With one stud, I think it's hard to go deep and win it all anyway, but I mean, probably an 8.5.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, you're panicked.
Yeah, that's pretty high. All right. Yeah. Hobbs, thank you. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Got a gentleman here. It says he's at a 10 on the panic meter outside of Comerica Park. I'm still pretty low because we're talking about making the playoffs. And let's, if the lead were comfortable still, you know what we'd be talking about today? How the starting pitching is rounding into form at the right time. Mize and Flaherty. But they keep losing games because they're not scoring runs and the bullpen is melting down. And that's – so now it's like, all right, they got to take care of business. Got to take care of business. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Well, I haven't
but damn it, make the playoffs because Flaherty and Mize are starting to pitch well.
I haven't looked closely enough to the other divisions, but if the Tigers don't win the division, do they still have a chance to make it as a wild card? Or is that something to be scary about?
I haven't even looked at that. I haven't even thought about that.
Because I know the Yankees are
They're
4 games back at Toronto, and I think the Yankees and Boston are both 4 games back at Toronto. So you got two teams there that are vying for it, and then you've got Houston and Seattle that are almost deadlocked out in the West.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have a
chance. Teams playing good baseball.
Yeah, because Cleveland's 2.5 games out of the wild card. So if Cleveland catches up to and passes Detroit, the opportunity's there. I mean, you don't want to do that. But, hell, you don't want to play – like, I'm glad Seattle lost because you don't want to play in that first round. They still have a 2-game lead over that. We got to remind ourselves, even though they're not playing great, is if you go back to the beginning of the season and tell everyone this is the scenario, everyone would take it. Every single one of us would take it. They built up the lead, which was an astronomical lead, which was probably playing over their heads. They've come back to earth. And they've earned this spot. They've earned this. But they got to close the deal. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson. We swing around the NFL next. We'll bring Kang back in for the Wide Nine Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitz thingy. 97-1, the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.